Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sharing a streaming password, nothing new.
Maybe we all do it.
It's almost expected.
Yeah, stealing is fun.
Someone has your password for some subscription you pay for. Yet, there is a delicate dance that goes along with getting that password for the streaming service you're stealing. Mm. At least, I thought there was.
Yeah.
Because someone's dad in this room has rewritten the rules. And I have to be honest, there was something about how this went down that makes me feel a little bit icky.
So what happened?
I didn't even think about it until I told you the story and saw the look on your face.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So
What's going on?
If you subscribe to YouTube TV
and
you like sports, you've had a rough couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
ESPN and YouTube TV, really
Are
all
they
of
fighting?
Disney is fighting with YouTube TV. So for what, the last two weekends, you have not gotten any college football or Monday Night Football on YouTube TV.
Sure.
And this is a problem for someone in your family.
So my dad, I don't think he pays for a single streaming service, yet he has just about all the streaming services.
He's the king, man.
Shut up.
So between my brother and I think like maybe some other people that have logged in on his TV.
This is how guys retire.
He is not spending a dime on streaming.
Okay.
And one of the big ones he uses is YouTube TV. But he uses it through my husband and I.
So it's your YouTube TV?
Yes.
All right.
And you're poor.
So
po-ass.
So because now there's been the shakeup where he's not getting ESPN and a couple other channels, he's now in like panic mode. And I go, Dad, because we were at my parents' house over the weekend. It was like a family get-together. And I'm like, you know, you don't pay for any streaming services. So you could just get the ESPN Plus app or the Disney app, whatever you're missing, and you can pay, what, like $10 a month to have it, since you're not paying for anything else. And he starts asking around the room what streaming service other people use for, like, their basic cable.
So he's shopping now?
He's shopping around the
room. It's like a food court for streaming
services. To see where he can get it for free.
So he's asking people, basically, hey, man, can you set me up?
He came right out of a room full of people and started asking, can I please have your streaming password?
He asked my brother, he's like, what would YouTube, or what streaming service do you use? And my brother's like, I also use YouTube TV. He's like, oh, shoot, I don't have ESPN anymore. And he's saying, I don't have ESPN anymore. I'm like, no, I don't have ESPN anymore. You never had it, technically.
So he's got the gall just to straight up ask people.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's what's weird to me. Yeah. And you guys feel free to jump in and tell me I'm wrong at any moment. Most of the time.
Yeah.
When you get someone else's password at your house for a streaming service, it's because either they logged in while they were there and they never logged out. You've kept access to it. They know you use it. It was never officially spoken, but everyone knows what's up. That's the most common way.
I would think, yeah.
The other way this happens, a deal.
Oh.
Hey, I've got Amazon Plus. Would you like HBO Max? You swap passwords.
Okay.
Everybody gets something. This is your dad, Kimmy, wanting something for free and offering nothing in return.
No.
Like, if I'm in that room with your dad, there is absolutely no reason for me to want to give him.
Yeah, because he ain't offering.
Exactly. Like, I've got ESPN Plus. I'm not going to give your dad my ESPN Plus if he comes up to me and he's like, you don't have ESPN Plus? I didn't think you could ask people right to their face.
If you got the gall, you could do it, man.
But I'm not going
to. But he kind of goes, well, you know, when you come over, we can't watch it. Like, that's his argument.
I think it's old man gall. And we all got it.
Do other people's parents do this? 252-WCMF? Is it a generational thing?
Probably.
Well, I mean, look, you guys, I guess even us, we didn't grow up with streaming. Gen Z is really like the first generation that their entire adult lives, they've had something like this. We should be in the same boat, your generation and our generation. We should have the same faux pas of password sharing.
Yeah.
But Kimmy's dad, for some reason, does not.
No. He's the
best
king,
part
man.
Is when he gets kicked off, because sometimes you need to log into the original account to get yourself back in. I'll get phone calls randomly in like the middle of the day, like because he got kicked out of something, and he needs me to verify he needs me to essentially verify his login.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF.
Yeah.
252-9263. Are there people in your life that you have to give your password to no matter what? Direct family, for example.
Yeah.
Like, if you have young adult kids that are out of the house, if you have parents that are over 60, you know, the kids may not be able to afford it. Parents may not be able to understand it. If they ask for your passwords, are you allowed to tell them no?
I mean, you kind of look like a dick if you got it and they don't.
Why?
Well, let's say your daughters are just coming up, right?
Sure.
And they're moving out.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want to stay on the service right now because they ain't got it.
Yeah.
I get that.
I paid for travel, hockey, and tennis. Tennis lessons.
No, see, you're being my dad.
No, I'm just saying. I paid for all those. I'm not going to give you free
streaming. Don't be a parent.
Okay. Oh, that's not.
Whoa.
No. Food
that's,
and.
That's your obligation unless you want to go to jail.
Roof
for being
over your head.
Daddy.
Food your entire life.
I hear
life.
That runs in your family.
No, I don't think I'm obligated to give my adult kids.
You're not obligated, but I can see you doing that. But my point is, let's say your daughter moves out. She gets her first place. She's coming up a little short, so you help her out with the services. That's fine. But let's say 5, 7, 8, 10 years from now, she's now married, got kids, same, and she's still on your service, and now she can afford to be on her own, and they're still on your service.
You
do you have a right
out?
To go back and say, hey, man, you're doing fine now. It's been 10 years. You need to go get your own.
All right, I think the rule is this. If they ask you, you can say no. If they have your password, you can never kick them off.
Okay, well, then speak to my wife.
Oh, she did that?
She cleaned house.
Oh, wow.
Cleaned
was that because
house.
It was
Black
you,
Friday,
though?
Man, at my house. Right before 5 o'clock, before you know, we went to press, and she gutted the system.
Wow. Was that because
they're all doing fine. They don't need to be on these services.
But that's what
anymore.
I'm wondering. Like, was she doing it because she felt like they were all fine, or was she doing it because their streaming habits started to affect you and the way you watch TV?
To Kimmy's point, like, if, you know, there's some services where once three people log on,
yeah,
the same thing,
it'll
it
kick
kicks
you off.
Yeah.
You off.
So we had that. She was also like, well, they're doing, you know, she's got a good job. He's got,
it's more the principle.
And then she's going, you know, when I was coming up, you know, I didn't get to mooch off of my parents.
She had to pay for all her streaming services.
Oh, yeah, even though they weren't invented yet. So, yeah, like, so it was just once fell gutting.
See, damn. I feel like for most people, at least a lot of people I know, it's the opposite way. Like, there aren't kids mooching off their parents streaming. It's the other way around.
Kimmy's right. Yes, for some reason, like you older set, you're just like, and you guys can afford the $15, $20 a month.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't kill you.
Yeah, but for some reason, you just keep take. You're ruining my future retirement.
I'm only on all my wife's accounts.
252-WCMF. Kimmy's dad, who does not pay, according to Kimmy, for any streaming
service. Has complaints.
He is using Kimmy's YouTube TV. ESPN is not available on YouTube TV the last 2 weeks. He wants to watch college football, the Monday Night Football. So when she's over there on Saturday, or this weekend, he starts walking around the room, straight up asking people for their streaming passwords so he can watch ESPN and Monday Night Football. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Phil writes us, I give my parents Hulu. They give me their YouTube TV. They also give my sister YouTube as well. It's funny, though, because my parents go to Florida for the winter. My sister live in Maine. So every so often, I get a text from all three of them asking me to log in to verify their location.
Right.
You know the thing that really bothers me?
I guess if there's an exchange happening, you're kind of equal, right?
But even with the exchange, Kimmy, the thing that really chaps my ass. So my sister will use my Netflix sometimes. I don't know why. I think it's just logged in at her house with my kids. So my nephew, he loves like these three specific cartoon shows. And he only uses my profile.
Oh, so he's messing you up.
My algorithm is so effed. Like, it's ninja cartoons.
Yeah.
It's nothing but ninja cartoons. It all log back in.
Recommended for you.
Yes, like, no, I don't want to watch a dinosaur show. Yeah. I want to watch.
I think that has to be the most frustrating part of sharing apps. If you don't have your own separate accounts, it's the fact that that person, it's not so much that they're using your service, it's you're messing up my habits and the way I watch TV. Okay.
Absolutely. And then there's also those times where, like, you'll see the recently watched and start to get a little bit weirded out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? It'll say a lot about a person.
Yeah. With their
it's
kid.
Almost like sharing your Google search with people.
Yeah, you're right.
Your Google search history.
But with kids, that's one thing. Like, with Kimmy, her dad shares, like, if you're sharing with your parents, you're finding out what your parents are searching out and watching on Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, whatever.
Well, I guess he's watching a lot of old man stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, because it was like the show you kept talking about that you're like, oh, you gotta watch your dad's gotta watch this. I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, Duster, man, so good.
Yeah. It oh, like really he good. Finds stuff on there like the most the cheesiest, like corniest action shows that I don't even know how he finds them or if they find him. I
Val
don't know.
Kilmer,
God rest his soul.
Oh, he died
too soon, man.
Did he die?
You're kidding, right?
He was just at the comedy club last year.
Yeah, that's what Keith tripped walking out, hit his head on the ice. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Not good. Big lawsuit. Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. My parents and my wife's parents both have access to my Hulu and HBO. It isn't a problem till I get kicked off. Then they're getting kicked off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, old people shouldn't be on young people's stuff. They should be the other way.
No.
And I don't get like, well, you give me this, I give you that. Well, then you're not really up anything. I mean, you got to give something to get something.
Well, no, you are up because you're not both paying for both streaming services. You're getting it's a 50%.
Yeah, but then I'm getting
coupon.
Kicked off, and I'm getting interrupted, and then I got to see what you're looking at.
Well, but it is weird because it does
it's like
feel
you're sharing a toilet.
It does feel like everyone is stealing at least one streaming services because I have all of them, but I use my sister's Disney Plus.
Oh,
and I don't know. It just she logged into my TV, and I just keep using it.
Okay,
and I'm not gonna pay for it if I don't have.
What's on Disney Plus?
A lot now, all of a sudden. First of all, every Simpsons episode ever. So
that's you forgot to tell me that, adult.
We quote the Simpsons show every day.
And we've seen every episode enough we can repeat them word for word.
And that's why it's fun, because I could do it for my daughter. My daughter and I like watching The Simpsons, you monster.
All right, you bong.
Whatever, shut up.
All right.
Nick writes us on Instagram. Kimmy's dad, he was hanging out with George Eastman trying to watch those young men tossing a ball, roll the gun. What would that sound like, Tommy?
What show is it?
I guess he was watching a show where young men were tossing a ball back and forth to each other, according to Nick. George Eastman was with Kimmy's dad.
Watching my dad watch TV.
I don't know.
Hey, Kimmy's dad, what you looking over there? Hey, buddy, why don't you check out some of them young boys over there filling out a ball? Yeah, oh, yeah, they're looking good, baby. Hey, is that your streaming service? I don't have any. I'm from the 1800s. You got to hook me up, baby.
Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer.
Pretty good looking. I remember when you did porn many years ago.
Hey, Rammer, what's up?
Hey, good morning. So with the YouTube TV, I pay for it because that's what I wanted to sign up for when I cut the cable cord, right? So, but YouTube TV is one of only, like, I think two or three that still allow you to share legally with family sharing. And I was just talking to Kimmy about it, and that's what they do. You don't have to use your password for somebody else to sign in. They have their own setup through YouTube. You just got to invite them. But I mean, it's unfair now because it used to be my daughter paid for Netflix and my ex paid for Hulu. So we all were able to share them. It was more fair. But now Netflix doesn't allow sharing and neither does Hulu unless you upgrade. And it's like, so basically, I'm the only one left paying for the service that everybody else gets.
And you're divorced.
You know. Which means I don't have to pay for all of her services.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
He's ahead of the game, stupid.
But yeah, you know, going back to that other conversation I called in on earlier, You're forgetting about the mortgage.
I'm not going back.
That's 2 hours ago, man.
Come on, Reverend. Thanks for the call, buddy. Go pay. Go pay for some YouTube TV, will you? Thanks for the call. There goes Reverend.
I'd like to talk mortgages for a minute.
Back to the mortgage thing.
All right. So we can agree. Are you stealing any passwords right now?
No, you're not. I'm telling you, man.
Bro, you're the stealer.
Well, hold on.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So all of our services are under my wife's name.
Okay.
But I live in a house. I'm not stealing anything.
No, I mean, you're contributing to that. That's fine.
Kind of.
Are you paying for it?
Kind of.
So you're stealing all of them?
Well, no. I'm in the house.
No, I don't count that as stealing.
All right. So I do not steal technically.
You're the only person I know that is not taking at least one streaming service.
No.
You know what else? I feel really dumb. So I have Spectrum just for this job.
So I also have Spectrum.
Well,
we have cable, and I have all these services.
Yeah, so do I. But Spectrum started this new thing where they're rolling out, like, you get free streaming services.
So my wife wants to do that. But how do I get rid of this and get on that?
That's what I'm saying. And I don't know which one's which, so I'm pretty sure I'm paying for two streaming services.
Yeah, but I don't want to cut one, and then I can't figure it out.
Bro, I'm with you.
Or Spectrum goes, oh, we're not doing that offer anymore, and then I got to go back.
I'm with you, man. I'm with y'all.
So I don't mind... I use
double
it
paying.
All.
I don't like double paying.
No, but I use it
no,
all.
No, but what yeah. I'm saying is Spectrum could be giving you the app that you're paying for free.
They do.
And you're just paying for it.
So I pay for Hulu, and I think we get Hulu.
Okay.
And I pay for Peacock, and we get Peacock.
So that's dumb.
I don't know how to get rid of one.
Just cancel it.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how to get the other one. You don't either.
I don't. That's why I keep doing what
that's why I'm the same. Same.
God.
My wife wants to, you know, get it all off, double pay.
The one good thing about this job.
But I'm also helping people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Peacock.
The one good thing about this job.
What's that?
Because, you know, we cover sports and pop culture everything. And everything, right? So, like, yeah. My wife, we have way too many streaming services, and I'm responsible for all of
yeah.
them, right? And every sport you can watch, I have to have it because of my basement.
Well, they're all, like, spread out. Now every, like, professional sport is going through a different streaming service. So if you want to watch hockey, you got to have Hulu or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's why I have Spectrum to watch the Sabres. But every time my wife's like, I think we have too many streaming services. Like, honey, I got to watch all the sports and see all the things for work. And she like drops it. So it's great. The day that I get fired is the day I lose all of my sports access.
But right now I can still watch tennis in the middle of the night from Torino, Italy.
Oh, we'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Again, this discussion started when Kimmy's dad, who was stealing her YouTube TV, Kimmy says he does not pay for any streaming services, got very upset because ESPN is not on YouTube TV, which means he can't watch college football, nor can he watch Monday Night Football. When she was over at his house with the family on Sunday, he was going from person to person asking for passwords to streaming services so he could watch football. Rick's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Rick, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Listen, get a freaking $20 antenna plugged right into the back of your TV. Uh-huh. You get NBC, CBS, Fox, CW. I watch all my games. I mean, I literally get 40 channels.
Wow.
For nothing.
Well, how about this, Rick? I'll save even more money. Instead of going to the movies, just hire a guy to draw pictures really fast and flip them in front of your face.
Nah, I'm going to stick with my plan.
Okay, you can't get ESPN that way. That wouldn't help her.
Yeah, it gets Ed Sullivan every Sunday night. And every episode of Gunsmoke.
I don't care about ESPN. I do. But the next day on YouTube, I can watch whatever was on ESPN the day before. All the games, college and pro.
A day late.
NBC, Fox, and ABC. No. I'm talking with my antenna.
Sure. No, but like you don't get Thursday Night Football with Amazon. You don't get Monday Night Football with ESPN.
No.
There's also an ESPN.
You get Monday Night Football on ABC.
Sometimes.
I watch.
It's Cosell.
I've been watching every ABC game.
It's just it, and John Lennon has been shot. Right across the river here. I know it's just a football game, but John Lennon, leader of the iconic Beatles.
$20 antenna.
All right, Rick.
All of this goes away.
You beat the system, Rick. We appreciate the advice. Thank you very much.
Robert Kennedy has been shot at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, California.
Wait,
was
RFK shot on Monday Night Football, too?
No.
Oh.
No.
Idiot.
Tommy and I need our Bravo.
He didn't have that kind of luck. It was an off night.
You didn't have the kind of luck to be killed not on Monday Night Football.
Well, if you're going to get shot, you want to be on Monday Night Football so they can announce it.
Yeah, that's what John Lennon always said. If I ever get shot, I hope it's a hard Cosell.
Yeah, he was a big football fan.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He sat in the booth one night with Cosell and I think Dandy.
Promoing the Double Fantasy album.
Yeah, but he loved football.
No, he went there to promo an album.
He also loved Cosell. Him and Cosell were big fans.
Okay. Of each other?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
No. We're done.
This is just in. Kimmy has nothing.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's been bad news in Orchard Park all weekend long.
Well, right now.
Bills lose. You got more injuries to deal with. Mm-hmm. Don Kincaid now week to week with a hamstring. That's not great. And now, this super exciting thing that has folks over the moon has some further issues. Because we knew that this was going to happen.
But there's always delays. Yeah.
But how much longer it takes will have an effect not just on folks who already have tickets to the place, but how an entire NFL season is going to be played. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A story this week coming out of Buffalo.
What happened?
The new Bills Stadium has fallen even further behind schedule.
It looks like it's coming along pretty quick.
Yeah,
the grass is in.
Fast.
Yeah. The grass is in. It looks done from the outside.
Yeah.
So this is according to a story from WGRZ in Buffalo this week. And I'm going to read you a quote. Are you ready? The stadium is 12% behind compared to where they should be right now.
All right. That's a weird way of putting it.
I agree.
Like, and how much time is 12%? Yeah.
No idea. No idea what that means. But here's what we do know. The stadium was already going to open, not completely finished.
It would be functional.
Yes. So the team
said you don't have
there'd
to
be
pee.
Some things that they still had to put in or change.
They said just cosmetic stuff. Yeah. But they said their goal to finish the stadium 100% was December 1st of 2026. And again, you could walk in and watch games. There would just be things being worked on as the season was going on.
All right.
The company that is building the stadium says they will still be able to hit that mark on time. But that is
December
1st of 2026. And as of now, the stadium is going to open for opening day and be ready to go. But that's also what all construction companies say until things go really bad.
Wait, so they're not – it isn't even scheduled originally to be open for opening day?
No, it will be open for opening day, just not completed.
Okay, all right.
And again, it'll just be cosmetic
stuff.
Okay. But the reason the stadium fell behind
– whatever.
An incident with a crane last summer.
Oh, what did he hit? Oh.
So they don't get into specifics
in
this report.
He must have knocked something, bro.
But they said they had to reschedule stuff because of a, quote, crane accident in the summer of 2024, which was not reported until January of 2025.
Man, I always thought when there's accidents, like, OSHA's, like, right there.
I don't know. I mean, the OSHA's pretty wide.
It is. You know and deep.
Yeah.
So that dude's in trouble.
On top of all
of
this.
Or lady. Could be a lady.
Could be a lady. Craner. On top of all of that. There was a plan to have an event that was not Bills football prior to the opening of the 2026 season, I would presume, to work all the kinks out of getting people in and out.
Okay.
But now, as with this news, you would assume that event is also in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Is this thing going to be ready opening day?
Well, it sounds like you probably will be.
12% as of now. As of now.
Yeah, but like you said, you probably won't even notice what's not finished.
What are you basing that on?
Well, the big hole in the middle of the floor. No, I mean, I'm guessing
Josh Allen's falling in a big hole.
But, you know, it's like it's probably superficial stuff that doesn't really matter to this stadium.
You hope it's not like the plumbing or like something important.
No, but it's like, you know, when they hang all this stuff up and everything, you know, the carpets aren't all in.
Who puts carpet in a football stadium?
The offices and stuff.
Office carpet.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the office carpet in? No, not yet. The timeline for building this stadium has been really weird. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, they got off and running, and they set this date. But even the date they set, the stadium wasn't going to be fully functional until the end of the first season they were in it. Why would you not give the old Highmark Stadium one more season and give yourself the ability to take your time with this stadium?
Because they want to start making money with the new stadium because they got all that investment.
Is that the
thing? They want the cash coming in as soon as possible.
But again.
Well, you dick around, man. We lose it.
But again, you got a 30-year lease on that thing. What's one more year? In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, they want to make all that cash.
Is that all it is? Is it cash, 252-WCMF?
Well, I'd imagine at this point you've now sold the new stadium.
Right now, yes. Now you're in trouble. If it doesn't
happen. I mean, originally.
Originally, why would you not give yourself a full 2 to 3 seasons to build the stadium to make sure it's ready to go?
I mean, you could.
Because the fact of the matter is this. Bills fans that will be going to games are paying a lot of money in tickets and PSLs to move across the street. Mm. Taxpayers are paying a lot of money in New York just to build the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time that fans walk through that door, it's going to be a huge event.
Oh, yeah.
You only get one chance to make a first impression. Why would you do that half-assed?
Yeah, you don't want to become a joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, look, the smart move would have been to give yourself time to blow everyone away when the doors first open. Because there are people, Tommy, and you know this, looking for a reason to hate this stadium.
Well, normally you would be right in what you're saying.
Okay.
But the stadium has no competition with another stadium. It's just that piece of crap. Like, if there was, like, another choice, you'd be absolutely right. But this is the only game in town. So whether you're blown away or not, this is where Josh Allen plays football, so they don't care.
No, but I think that actually goes against the point you're making.
Oh.
Because when there is no other game in town, everybody's imaginations as to what this is going to be, have already taken off. They have a vision in their head of what this stadium is going to be, and it's going to be an unfair vision. It will not be fair. So you're already not going to meet expectations.
Right.
So the further you fall below that...
Well, but my point is, where are you going?
Okay.
I guess it's more of like a pride thing, because think of all the newer stadiums that have been built that have had like these weird issues that they're now known for. Like, I'm thinking about like the Cowboys Stadium and the way the sun I don't know how they didn't plan it so that the sun doesn't shine directly into the eyes of players sides of the field.
You also have the scoreboard, which keeps getting hit by
the
punts.
The scoreboard or the, what is it? Was it the stadium in Minnesota where the bird, they kept killing birds or something?
Birds kept flying into the side of the stadium.
It was all glass.
Yep,
so.
That was the thing. You had the issue in Atlanta where the roof got stuck.
Yeah, the roof
closed.
Was getting stuck. Like, you don't want to look like you half-assed anything. You don't want to look like you made mistakes, because it just makes you look stupid in the end that you spend all this money on something that doesn't work or doesn't function correctly.
She's right, and you have to go back and spend more money to fix it.
But, you know, that's anything you build, you're going to have issues.
Look, I agree with you.
It doesn't sound too bad.
I agree with everything you're saying, and you're right. Maybe everything is being
Somebody gets shocked or something, you know, come on.
I guess the point I'm making is with the investment that had to be made here, because the state of New York gave
the Bergulas.
Okay, but I'm going to try and put this the right way. When it comes to what other stadiums have gotten, what other owners have gotten, the New York gave more money than average to the Bergulas to build this stadium.
Yeah.
So if I am the Bills, again, the last thing I want to do is leave people underwhelmed walking out after the first game.
Right.
And you're already fighting nostalgia anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not alone as a Bills fan saying, I would rather stay where we are. Like, we don't need this new stadium at all. I would rather stay put where we are. That's so much fun.
I'm guessing, though, like, if it's just a few little things, you're probably going to be blown away with this stadium. Even if it's 10% not done, you're not going to notice it. And once you walk into that stadium and it's brand new and it's now – this is your new joint. I think you're going to be overwhelmed. It's going to be so cool.
252.
You get that bill.
I already got the bill.
Goddamn sushi. $12 a roll.
252 WCMF. Again, a story from WGRZ in Buffalo yesterday, TV station out there. The new stadium for the Bills, is currently 12% behind schedule compared to where they should be. The stadium was already not going to be 100% finished until December 1st of 2026. It would open for the preseason and opening day. Although, I do wonder, Kimmy, are they going to play all preseason games on the road so Bills fans get their first experience on opening day? That would be the smart play.
Can they do that?
Yeah, if you want to. There's no rules as to
have a pod.
Because, yeah, think about it.
I didn't know how much they could control the scheduling of that.
You schedule your own preseason games.
Oh. That is news to me.
Yeah. The NFL has nothing
to do. I mean, you can still do the preseason in the old stadium. You're probably not taking that down.
Well, au contraire, my friend. You have to take the old stadium down before next season.
Oh, you do?
Well,
for the parking.
Forget the parking. You can't have people. You leave that stadium up, people are going in that stadium.
The longer that stands, the more trouble it's going to have.
And that's the other thing.
What's that?
At what point do you make a decision about knocking down the old stadium? Because, again, if you leave it up, you're going to have drunk Bills fans that find a way in there on game day.
So you do the implosion, make the parking lot.
Exactly. But if you are behind schedule implode the stadium.
You have no backup plan.
Right? Because, I mean, look, I know this sounds crazy, but we have experience with this. Back in 1996.
Yeah, what happened?
Your Rochester Red Wings were moving from Silver Stadium to then Frontier Field.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we went to the final game.
Yep. And then you did it again.
Go back.
Because Frontier Field was not completed, so they had to play one extra season in Silver Stadium.
Well, and we did find out that there's no backup plan in Buffalo because when the snowstorm hit and the Bills, they weren't sure if the Bills were going to be able to play in Buffalo. They had to go play in Detroit.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the plan?
Well, that's every snowstorm contingency is Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, there's no other place for them to play in New York.
Yes, we discovered that
they can't go play like the Dome in Syracuse.
Yep, that is
like,
not
they've
set
ruled
up.
All those places out.
Yeah, the Dome in Syracuse, for whatever reason, is not set up for NFL football.
Yeah,
maybe it's most college stadiums that are older.
No, because the usual suspect when an NFL team needs to move is the local college stadium. The Bears have done it. The Vikings did it. The Seahawks did it.
Oh,
for whatever reason, Syracuse never updated their stadium for NFL.
Kind of looks it.
But I don't get why you wouldn't.
Yeah, doesn't seem like it would be that hard.
No, by the way, I don't want to go watch a Bills game in the Carrier Dome.
No,
or whatever
but
it
is amazing that that's not an option, I guess.
Could you imagine? Yeah. Okay, if you've ever been to a Syracuse basketball game, the traffic getting out of a basketball game is a nightmare. Could you imagine?
I don't know where everybody would park.
Right?
Yeah.
And all those hills, and then you open the door and you get blasted in the face with all that air. It is strange to think.
What's that?
In a matter of 9 months, that's going to be the new home of the Bills.
Yeah.
Has it sunk in for you yet?
Forever.
No, it is weird. And it was weird because I saw it for the first time last weekend, the new stadium. And it's so bizarre. It doesn't even look real. It looks like a fake backdrop.
But can you even afford to go to a game anyway?
We're going to find out. I have no idea how much those secondary market tickets are
going to
cost.
Let's say you just want to see you know, yeah, a lower end game. Sure. Is that still going to price you out?
I don't know.
Is it going to cost me $1,000 to see, you know, crap team?
You don't want me to go off right now.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm going to go off right now.
So it's going to cost that much. So Kimmy's like priced out.
Yeah.
Most likely. I mean, like.
Without question.
Like you said, even with question. Even with the crap teams or games that don't mean anything
even
potentially
on poor
in the future.
Night, they're going to have a poor night. You can't go.
All right. So.
Because that's how poor you is.
You know, I got my season tickets.
Yeah.
I've had them for like 15 years. Yeah. Right. So I had a moral issue with the personal seat licenses.
Yeah.
And then when they told me what it was going to cost to move my seats across the street,
yeah,
there's no way.
So you tapped out.
So I said no. And I was done, and yeah, I had made my peace with it, and this right, was going to be my last year, and I was going to soak it in. And a week before the deadline to make the call was, my brother Ryan, who you hear on the show,
yeah,
calls me up, and he's like, I want to do this with you.
Like you're going to go in on it?
We're going to go, because I own both of my seats.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, well, why don't we split the seats, and we'll both be season ticket holders? And I'm like, I don't.
I thought he was like this new dad with no money.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He's like my dad, apparently. So I agree with him.
Oh, so now you're back in.
All right, so here's the thing. What? We can't get the seats in the same spot I had.
Well, no, yeah, you're going to be.
I'm three rows from the field right now.
Yeah, it's, you got choice.
Are
top
you just
shelf,
soaking up every opportunity at this point?
Kimmy, you sat there last week.
Yeah.
You know,
I know
what the experience is.
I soaked
is
it in. I was like, this is the closest I'm ever going to be.
And, like, it's they're so affordable. I'm on the 20-yard line, three rows back on the Bills sideline. It's the greatest football yeah experience every week, and I'm losing it, right? So we're going to be sitting in the end zone in the 200 level. Here's how stupid my brother is.
What's that?
You ready for this? So he goes, let's do it together. We'll split it.
All right.
I go, great. Okay, fine. You handle all the negotiations.
It's like thousands of dollars, man.
It's going to be more expensive for one seat than it was for both of my seats, but whatever, I can justify.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And not as good.
Not as good. But whatever. Ryan goes off and does his thing.
All right, what'd he get?
Well, turns out his other buddy wanted in too, so we added a third seat, which right, he didn't tell me. Right. And then he and his buddy.
Well, why not even it up?
Well, he and his, that's just it. He and his buddy go, well, you know, we all have spouses and kids. Let's get a fourth rotating seat. So now I'm paying for a seat and a third. They just did it without telling me.
Oh, you should have just went out on your own. And you ain't got the time anymore anyway.
Well, my daughters will be graduating, you know, 4 years from now. They'll be out of high school.
Yeah.
His kids will be
hold
getting
on a little longer.
Yeah, but Josh will be retired.
Shut up. Josh is playing
it'll be
45.
Back to this,
shut
you
up,
know.
Shut up.
Another 17 years searching for a quarterback.
I'm so
this
mad.
This Justin, John Leonard has been shot.
I am so mad at myself.
Too late now. No going back.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now you're just hating it to hate it. Like, literally everybody loves this thing. It is now up for a national award on a level with every iconic Christmas wow. picture you can think of. And you're just it's stupid, and I hate it.
It does nothing.
Oh, it does everything.
It does the goddamn thing.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's almost that time of year again.
What's that?
The Genesee Brewery's Keg Tree.
Ooh.
And it has earned some national recognition.
Come look at our empties.
The Genesee Brewery Keg Tree is one of 15 nominees for Newsweek's Best Christmas Tree in America Award.
Wait. That are not trees?
No, that are trees. Oh, that's a tree. Other nominees include the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Right, that's number that's one the in the world. Yeah.
And the National Christmas Tree in Washington, D.C. By the way,
two.
There is no number one, number two. This is on the same plane right now, wow. nominated for
So the votes are going to go in.
The votes are going in. They go, you can vote once per day until November 18th at noon if there's a link on
or just get a life.
WHAM website. If you are interested in the 10th annual Keg Tree Lighting Ceremony, it is December 5th at 6:30. It is free. It is family friendly. It is 4 hours long. Free beer
and
samples.
And it's going to feel like it.
Live music and food trucks.
When do they actually, do you have to stand there for 4 hours before they light it?
No, I think the event is like, I don't know, actually.
Because that's always a big thing, right? They throw the switch and everybody.
Yeah, I think they do like a big, like one like big switch on, but I think there's a whole, the event surrounding it.
Like a
I don't
big
know
countdown
what
to the keg.
It.
To the kegger.
You're the only person left in America.
I'm not going to go look at a bunch
nobody's
of...
Nobody's asking you to go. Just admit it was a good idea.
Discarded empties,
nobody
man.
Asked you to go. Just admit that it's a good idea.
It's like when you go to somebody's house and they have like a Coca-Cola Christmas tree lights wrapped around their tree. It's like corporate America, man.
The locally owned brewery.
It's corporate,
it's
bro.
It's corporate America.
They sell that
not,
stuff globally.
Not the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, you idiot. Admit that it's a good idea.
I mean,
no, I mean, it brings out thousands of people. It is completely free if
shocked.
You want it to be.
Very unique.
It's unique because it doesn't look like anything.
It looks like a tree, actually.
It looks, I will say this. Maybe it looks all right in the dark, but in the light, it looks ugly as hell.
I don't, like, you decided this was dumb when it first started.
I know.
Right?
I know.
It blows up. It's a legitimate tourist attraction now. And because you said it was dumb and you will never change your mind about anything, you have to keep riding this stupid train that you're on.
And I don't want to bring young people down there and encourage them to drink.
Nobody's encouraged anyone to drink.
Well, I'm looking at a booze tree.
No, you're looking at a tree made of empty kegs.
Of booze, buddy.
Yeah, okay. 252 WCMF. So you're not going to go on and vote?
Vote for what?
To make this the number one tree.
Oh, absolutely. Where do I go?
If that, shut up.
Getalife.com.
Yes, we go getalife.com, man. I hope upon hope. Oh, I've never wanted anything more than for this to be named the number one Christmas tree in America, only to come back on the show, do this break, and laugh in your stupid, ugly face.
Well, here's the thing. You'll get your wish, because now with grandkids, and now, like, the little one, he's becoming aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
We have to start doing all this stuff, mm-hmm. so... I'm going to get dragged to the Straw Museum of Play. I'm going to get dragged down to that the Christmas
Rock Holiday Village.
Rock Holiday Village. Yeah. Gotta do that. Yeah. And
I'm gonna have to go see
the keg tree because she wants to encourage these children to be alcoholics.
But like you keep saying dragged, like you're gonna love the Strong Museum of Play. I already know how you feel about the Rock Holiday Village.
I did that. It was just cold shopping.
It's cold shopping. I don't like it.
It's Cold Park Avenue.
I don't like it at all. There's a bar with heat.
There's a bar.
There is.
With heat.
See, that's how you know he knows I'm right. He just starts making noises like an idiot.
You could step up your game.
The B-52's down there. There's a bar.
No, man, like Rochester, New York, based on everything you just said, right? Like that area down there with the Rock Holiday Village is also what they call now the neighborhood of play with the museum. They got a hotel
it's a hot
down
spot,
there.
Buddy.
It really
got
is.
Got five down there.
We have so many great holiday things to do now in the greater Rochester area. And Kimmy, when we were growing up, it was sledding and nothing.
Yeah, I don't really remember anything like that. I mean, I guess every individual town or suburb had something small, but not like... there was like a central location with ice skating and all the winter things surrounding it.
The funniest thing is this dick will sit here and go, oh, Keg Tree sucks. Oh, Rock Holiday Village sucks. And then be, it's time to go on the Pittsford Candle Walk. Play a candle walk around Pittsburgh.
That's been penciled.
Yeah, I know, but you sit here and now you're going to try and play it off like you
but then
love
I get a
also
couple of
outside.
It's just everything's so, I mean, some of this stuff's just dull. It's dull.
But
pile of cans that light up. You
got
to stand there for 4 hours.
Holiday stuff is just, it's traditional.
Freezing
it's not.
Your nuts off? Well, you don't, but I do.
You got no nuts left.
Oh, I had some nuts last night, buddy.
Did you?
Oh,
nuts. You had some nuts last night? Did you have some nuts? You had a mouthful of nuts?
Oh,
yeah, no, too late. You already said had some nuts.
I deposited.
You screwed it up. You screwed up the joke.
Mouth and other
you had mouth of nuts.
I don't know where you were going with that, honestly.
That's
Mom's side.
I got nuts. Let's take a break.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.